Welcome to Christ's Blessing. On the 20th of May, 2018. Wow, what a year we've been through. An amazing year, actually. We had a lot of things happen in the heavens and in the climate, and a lot of things happen in the human climate and our human community. A lot of things have happened in the world of production and also in our personal lives, allowing us to move forward and learn from our experiences and reach for the good times, recover from the bad times. And altogether, it's wonderful that we have a community to call home. So I'm going to open our line for some calls right now, because I would love to have your request for a blessing or comments that you have to make about a blessing you've received, whichever. And we have Sandra on the call. Hi, Sandra. Your line is open.
Hello, everybody. Hi, Glenda. I had asked for some help with this before, and it certainly did get energy moving, and it's on an issue of trying to settle a workers' comp case. The insurance company is like back and forth for months, and they're just being difficult. So I was wondering if I could have a blessing on hopefully settling this thing soon, because it's kind of keeping me financially frozen until I get settled.
Yes, I know how that is. There's a lot of that going on today.
Yes.
And you know, sometimes when we pray, we need to pray for the larger subject, like, oh, God, please unblock the log jams so that we can all get moving. And then it just naturally happens that we're part of the flow.
Yeah. I hear
it. Sometimes it really, truly is easier to pray for someone else than it is for ourselves. And that's why the blessings are so miraculous.
Well, and I wanted to also make a comment. You've been helping me with the bacterial skin infection, and there's definite improvement. And I'm so grateful, and I want to thank you so much.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear.
Yeah.
I'm just tickled. No pun intended. I don't know why, but I just felt a little bit jolly at that moment. Sorry. But no, these things are everything I hear that is beneficial just thrills my heart. It really does. So thank you for asking, because when you ask, then we can ask, and our Heavenly Father and Yeshua and the Holy Spirit can perform, because their performance depends upon your openness to receive. They're not going to come in and do things that you're not asking for or not ready for. You know, let me make it really, really simple to understand. Let's just say you're a mommy, or for the men in our congregation, a daddy. You're not going to ask your baby toddler that's just learning to crawl to walk. You're just not going to. You're not going to come in and say, okay, I'm going to hold you up and we're going to start learning to walk. Now, it's not in your mind, because it's not in their heart. And you know what? It takes away from their joy that they just learned to crawl. And there are people at all levels of consciousness and reality who are thrilled that they just learned to crawl. You get it? We have to be thrilled with them. And when they're ready, they'll ask for help in walking. And then for help in running. And then help for having a place to run to that's productive and fulfilling. So, Yeshua, in his wisdom and compassion for the entire range of human experience, allows us to ask, and then he offers. So, thank you for asking.
Thank you.
And may your every prayer be filled. And we have a caller from area code 218, and you're on.
Hi, blessings with you. This is Jerome again.
Well, Jerome, hi. You must have changed phones because your name didn't come on board.
Okay. Well, my question is for my son, Paul. He's going through a lot of big things now. So,
okay.
Paul, well, that's an old name, too. So I would like it for Paul. The other idea I had was for all the people down in Texas for that school, was what's happened there, you know, all those that were affected by the shooting. So
I know.
Yeah. But Paul could sure use some help, and you are doing a great job, and my light, compassion, love, peace, and joy goes to you, Glenda.
Oh, thank you so much, Jerome. I just love always hearing from you. Even when you're not laughing, your voice has a smile in it. And, see, it didn't take much to pull that out of you. And that's because your life has been a joyful service to other people, for which I am, and everyone who's known you, is very grateful.
Thank you for your light, compassion, love, peace, and joy. Thank you.
You are so welcome. And we have a caller from area code 415, and you're on. Hi.
Hello, Glenda. This is Stephen Adler, and I'm just so grateful to be here on this.
I just saw you on YouTube with that amazing fruit you were demonstrating.
Oh, that was so fun. That was funny. Yes, thank you. Thank you for seeing that and enjoying that with me. That was a lot of fun. And I just thought I'd quickly get on and just request a healing blessing for myself. Unfortunately, yesterday I was, of all things, roller skating with my daughter and fell and injured my wrist really badly, so I'm in a lot of pain, unfortunately. Luckily, after x-rays, they determined that there weren't any fractures, but just a really terrible sprain, yeah, of all things. So I'm just seeking that blessing, and of course, just blessing for everybody else out there in the world who's seeking blessing, too. So thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome, and it's always good to hear your voice. It was a delight to see you demonstrate your passion for, what was the name of that fruit again?
Oh, that was a durian. Yeah, they're crazy.
Okay, I have never had the pleasure, but now I look forward to it someday.
You will. It's quite an experience for sure.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. You know, we have so many things that we can share with one another. And sometimes we underestimate the importance of little things. I just got such a pleasure checking in on YouTube and seeing Stephen demonstrate his method of ripening and cutting open a durian fruit and encouraging us to withstand the strange aroma in order to get to the exquisite flavor of that fruit. And, you know, I think a lot of life is like that. A lot of life is just like what he demonstrated with that fruit. We might see something that looks prickly and obnoxious and difficult to handle, and it's really all a matter of understanding the process of how events and people and situations ripen. And sometimes they might even have an odious, repelling quality that makes us want to move away and say, oh, I don't want anything to do with that. But when we're patient with it and we work with it, we find the rarest and sweetest, most nurturing experience of a lifetime. And this can happen in so many ways, on so many levels, from the great to the small. So that was an opportunity for me to make what I hope is an inspiring comment. And now we have another caller from area code 780, and you're on. Hello.
Hi, Glenda.
Hi.
Desmond.
Desmond.
Hey. Glenda.
Yes.
I just have so many things going on in my head that are so meaningful, and I just wanted to connect with you. And and one of the things that I was thinking about was my teacher, Michael, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was also thinking he got me into my mom into your book when, like, I was young, and my mom used to always pray for me and read it and stuff. And there's this painting that looks just like me on a park bench with Jesus.
Oh, really? How wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was younger and I was going through a lot of hard times. Yeah. And your picture of Yeshua, he said, and I believe everything that he said, is that it's complete.
Well, Desmond, we lost sound from you. I think it's something you're going to have to fix on your end, because you're still connected here.
I hit the pound. I hit the pound button.
Okay.
I was saying, oh yeah, so Yeshua's pictures. So like, oh yeah, Anastasia was saying that like many people, and like my grandmother was the first, great grandmother was like the first principal, female principal in my area.
Uh-huh.
And so that was very, like, not normal, and men didn't like it. But besides that, I mean, women should be the ones in charge of children anyway. I just think that picture that you painted of Yeshua is absolutely accurate, and Mary and little baby Jesus as well. And like, Anastasia was saying that, like, through the icons, like, my grandmother was Ukrainian. They would communicate to these people. And so you not only drew an accurate image, it also is now for people to use as an icon. And then not only that, people who might not get the icon also have all the things that he was thinking and all the things that you were feeling with them, you know? So you.
Oh, thank you, Desmond. You know, and like the old adage, a picture is worth a thousand words. It's so often we misunderstand words. But what he embedded in that picture is such a deep and rich message that anyone can pick up from their heart according to what they need. And that's what I loved about being able to paint it and make it an offering to the world. And it literally is around the world now. And I don't think anybody cares about what his hair color, eye color, skin color is, because those are superficial factors. They really don't matter.
But your mother had that beautiful garden that you painted too.
Uh-huh.
Like you painted your mother's garden. Like that was one of your really,
oh, yes,
really happy when you, yeah.
I'm so glad, Destin. Thank you for these comments. That's really lovely. Is there anything you would like to ask for as a blessing?
No, I did want to ask you something that I was curious about, but, you know, I'm just it's just really nice. Oh, I'll just say something nice. I remember that dress that your mom made for you, that white one that you wore at the Blessing Summer. That was so beautiful. Like, because my grandmother was all, my other great-grandmother was, like, a fashion designer. And.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and your mother, and you said your mother was, and your father were really good cooks, but. I'm not in your new class, but it was called The Bread of Life. You had that one going on?
Yes. Uh-huh. We did.
That's all.
So, well, thank you for the very sweet compliments. You've said so many sweet things, Desmond. I appreciate that. And we'll just keep you in mind for whatever blessings you need, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay. Eva, I see you're on the phone.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am fairly well. A little bit of a backache for some reason, which I'm not sure where that came from. But it'll pass, as it always does. And I just want to say first, I really liked what you said about people ripening. I had never thought of it just that way, but that was a good thought. But what I'm calling about is I have a friend, Kathy, and she has a son, Sean, who had a stroke 5 years ago, and he's only in his 40s. But he's in a facility run by Medicaid, and she's very upset and frustrated with the situation. She said she can't have him at home, although he can take care of himself, basically, has a memory and speech problem somewhat. But this facility has no help for them. They just provide them with lodging and food and medicine. And she would really like to get him into another facility, someplace that could really give him some help. Part of the problem with keeping him at, well, she only has an efficiency apartment, so for that reason she can't keep him at home. Also, she said before this happened, he had an addiction, and the place he's in now, actually, they're allowed to bring in alcohol, and some of the men do, and so she's concerned about that. And she just would like him to be moved into some place where he could get some better help. And so I just would like a blessing for them.
We will. We will ask a special blessing for Sean.
Yeah. And, you know.
And for your backache, too.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that, too.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Well, it's always good to hear from you, Eva. And thank you for your rich blessing to our life. And the queue is open for anyone else who wants to join and ask for a blessing. And for me, I'm here, and I'm actually asking for a blessing from all of you that you would visit our new central website. It's called wayoflife.love. I don't know whether you actually received our Thursday mailing or not, or whether the link worked, and it might not have worked for you, because I found out from our web server that sometimes it can take up to 3 or 4 days for a new website to propagate through all of the networks and be available to all of the people that are trying to access it. But I'll just give you a little background on this, because it says so much about where I feel that I am right now in my service to you and my love and service to Yeshua. It all started right after Christmas. I was thinking, when several people really got lost online, they wrote me. They had gone to lovewithoutend.com, which was our original website. And we will always want to keep it there, because it was the original message about the Lamb and the Lion and Love Without End. And there's so many memories attached to it, and good services and good works attached to it. It will always be there. But it's an old-style website that really doesn't fit with the way the upgraded, modern, quick, and multi-dimensional Internet functions today. And so we created other websites that could serve those other functions. We created a website for Christ's blessing. And that's where you can go if you miss one of our blessing calls and you just want to hear what we have to say that day. You can go to christblessing.org and listen. We've got a ministry site, spiritus.org. Go there. Check out Spiritus Church. We've got our store. You want to check on our products, go to inspiredorigination.com. But I think by now, even in this conversation, you're thinking, well, Glenda, how am I going to remember all of these and all these things to go to? That's what I thought myself back in January. I thought, oh, this has gotten completely out of hand. This is not easy. It's not a service. It's not helpful. And so I had a long conversation with Yeshua, and he led me to remember the basic thing he taught his apostles in the first generation, to which I may have been one, because it seems like such home for me. He said, I taught everyone that your faith and your belief, whenever they work, you have to make it a way of life. It's all about your way of life. He said, I taught them the way, the best way through earth, the way to heaven, the way back to God, the way to serve one another. Everything was the way. And, of course, they called my teaching the way. And so, well, I got inspired. I went online to GoDaddy and looked in the search for domains. And, of course, everything to do with the way was gone. .net, .org, .us, .everything. It was all gone. And I thought, okay, well, I guess I'm not going to be able to use that. And then all of a sudden, it popped up on GoDaddy. There's a new domain address called .love. How do you like that? .love. And I thought, okay, I'm going to see if wayoflife.love is available. It was. I grabbed it. And I knew it was meant to be. So it's taken us a few weeks, actually, because of other things going on in my life and with no help in the office or production or whatever. It took a little longer than I hoped, but we finally launched it last week. It's not a way of life. It's just wayoflife.love. And we have all of our websites there. You can go to wayoflife.love, and you'll find right on the homepage right there will be our weekly newsletter, everything I would have written on my weekly newsletter. And you can comment. So it's a blog. You can write me back. So it's not just one-way communication anymore. You can tell me what you think. You can tell me what you want. And you can participate. Over on the right-hand side, we've got every one of our websites. Love Without End. We've got Inspired Origination, which is our store. We've got our blessings. We've got our church. And anything else we ever create, we'll have right over there. And there's a link to Facebook so that you can, as of next week, we're going to have it automated to where everything that we post on wayoflife.love will automatically go onto Facebook with a little line or two on Twitter. So you can find us anywhere you go. And that's what I'm talking about when I say, to make it a way of life. If you really believe in something, it's not just something you want to do once or twice or in a few special places with a few special people. If you really believe in something, you're devoted to it. It's a way of life. And so I think I jumped the gun just a little bit last week, but I couldn't wait. I just wanted you to see it. So try the link all over again, or just put in the search engines, wayoflife.love. Go to our website, and you'll have them all, everything. If you really want to read what's on Love Without End, it's there. You really want to go to our store, it's there. You want to find the latest blessing call recorded, it's there. So that's one of the things I really, really wanted to say today. And I want to take Nancy's call. Hi, Nancy, you're on.
Oh, thank you, Glenda. I don't really have a request for blessing, but I wanted to give you some feedback on a blessing that's already been received. A couple.
Oh, good.
I want to thank you and all of the blessing givers around the world for saying prayers for this new ministry team that I just attended a meeting about 10 days ago, and I told them that I had asked for prayers and that people all around the world were praying for this healing care group that will work with people with emotional wounds. They were awestruck and just so grateful to all of you for your prayers. And the meeting
Great. And have our continuing prayers.
Oh, yes. We would so appreciate that, too. But it was just delightful to go to the meeting and prepare.
Oh, good. And, you know, Nancy, that would be something really good for you to write on the blog on our new website.
Oh, okay. I'll give it a go.
If you do something really special or have something in the world really special that's good news, let other people know.
I will.
We're going to be expanding our community exponentially this year. And so we're going to be a good news channel. And the other good news is we're going to actually become live, internet, radio, before the year is over.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Well, I just wanted to express our gratitude.
Thank you,
Nancy.
And it's such a privilege. Such a privilege. I so appreciate knowing about that. And I'm going to quickly take a call from area code 413, and you're on.
Thank you, Glenda. This is Sarah in Santa Cruz, California. And
hi, Sarah.
Hi. And thank you. I did receive the website did work when I got it the other day. And thank you for asking for all of our support and blessing. That's just beautiful modeling of how we all continue to ask for help. And, I just wanted to ask a special blessing. I've been just sort of my job, my work is shifting some and it's a bit unknown. And I just really want a blessing for trusting my divine plan unfolding, just really to let go of any worry about it and know that I'm always taken care of.
Oh, good. That's so important. And you are. And
mm-hmm.
The key is, really, when you believe in something, make it a way of life.
Yeah.
That is the secret.
Mm.
That because when you do that, you activate and multiply your faith.
Yes. Wow.
You know, a little seed is just a little seed. But when you put it in the ground and you water it and you give it a little nourishment and then it comes up and it gets sunlight, that little seed and your assistance of that little seed is now a way of life. So
yeah.
What started out as an act of faith has become a practice. It's become a reinforcement. It's become something you do every day.
Yeah.
It's become not just an act of love, but a process of loving.
Yeah.
And there is the miracle.
Oh, thank you so much, Glenda.
You're welcome. And on that same thought, you know, everybody, the blessings are free. Come back again and again and again. Take as many as you want. You know, like when you were a kid in a candy store, didn't you just love the basket that said, take one, it's free? Well, take as many blessings as you want from God, from the Holy Spirit, from Yeshua. They're all free. They're all free. And the blessing givers and I are here to assist you in making that connection. That's all we do. The blessing is not from us. It's through us. You see, sometimes we get so lost in our life, in our worry, or in little problems that disconnect us, that we really don't know how to make a connection. We can even lose our faith. And we can actually practice worry and frustration to the point that worry and frustration become the way of life. Oh, no, 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 no. That's the very, very worst thing you could do. It's understandable to worry. Yes, we will. When someone we love is hurting, we'll worry. It's so understandable. When we want to do something and we can't, we'll be frustrated. But don't make it a way of life. Remember, the way of life is actually the way you implement your faith. That takes love, courage, ingenuity, imagination, application, connection, drive, confidence, and praying from the feeling of what something is like when it's fully done, fully completed. Actually, I'm going to be talking about this next week. And if you're interested in knowing more about that, be sure and join us next week, because that's going to be an important part of lesson 4 in our webinar, which will be next week. And that is joining the desire, the feeling, the hope with living as if it were done. And there's an art form to doing that. Yeshua taught his apostles that. And we have absolute written proof in books, ancient books that have been salvaged through the Nag Hammadi and the Dead Sea Scrolls that prove he taught those things. But they were extracted because those who produced the gospel in the 4th century wanted your faith to be in the church. Now, there's nothing wrong with your faith being in the church. But the church can be so many things that we, well, collectively define that don't meet our personal needs and desires. You have a unique connection with your Father, your Creator. This is why Yeshua called the Creator of all existence your Father, because your connection with the one who created you and gave you life is as unique as it is with your biological father. And it's through that connection that you activate all the seeds that were given into your life. So, come back next week for more on this subject. But it's time now we got into our blessing for today. So we will take into the blessing today all the people that were mentioned, as well as everyone on this call. And everyone that your life connects with, because we don't live alone. And we know that as those around us are blessed, we are blessed even more richly. So let us begin. I would ask that the blessing givers stand with me. And those of you that came to receive, just be seated comfortably, relaxed in your chair, no effort whatsoever. Just be a little bitty, melted piece of chocolate in the chair. Be waiting for the grace of God to fall upon you. Be in your heart, savoring the finest and the best that you can know in life. Even though something or someone is hurting, Right now, don't focus on it, because you won't make them better by focusing on their hurt. You will make them better by attracting more blessings into your life. That's really how it works. We don't make things better by magnifying the pain. We make the pain go away by overwhelming it with gladness and joy and happiness and well-being. I will pray to Yeshua. When I'm done, you begin your prayer while we conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit. Dear Yeshua, Lord of life, Son of God and brother of us all, the one who came to remind us who we are and that we are all one family, waiting to be reunited through love, to be with one another, to assist one another, and to live for the glory of God in this life as a glorious extension of God's creation, reminding the earth of all that it is, that it too may heal. To be good stewards of life and caregivers of life. To take on that responsibility and be joyous in it. We ask that you be with all that are suffering, that are hurting, that are in pain, that are lonely, or have lost a loved one. We ask forgiveness for those who have hurt us or we have hurt, that in forgiveness, love may take its place. We ask that you be with the lonely and the forgotten, that they may be joined and rejoined into the human family. And we ask that you be with each person on this call, now and through the coming week, and forever and ever, as they call your name. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. So go and rest and be quiet and surrendered into your heart. No thinking, just receiving for at least 7 minutes. You're very loved, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.